Today we celebrate many feasts, but I will only speak a few words about two of them. The principal feast is a great bishop and martyr from the first century, Saint Apollinaris. And in this day and age, and for a long time, he has been known not only for whatever, being Bishop of Ravenna, the disciple of St. Peter, being ordained to the priesthood, and then to the episcopacy by St. Peter himself. St. Peter brought him to Rome with him when he came the first time, which was when he was about to be put to death in the 60s. And then he sent him off as a missionary, and it was up to the boot of Italy, south of both Venice and Padua, that he settled in the city of Ravenna. And that's one of the reasons for which he is basically known, even to many, many people that do not know anything about the saints. Because the basilica that was built in his honor in Ravenna, which is still there, has the most magnificent mosaics in all the Catholic churches in the world. The whole church is covered in beautiful, beautiful mosaics representing the lives of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and of course, Saint Apollinaris. And he was martyred, he was clubbed to death in the year 79 AD. So, I mean, he goes way, way back to the very beginnings. The other saint that we celebrate today is not so recent. It's not so ancient, but it's not so recent. And it's one of my favorite saints because I said the prayers that were revealed to her in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. And there, if you go to the chapel of the Blessed Sacrament, which is one of many, many chapels, and that chapel is about the size of this church. You see at the back of the chapel, there are niches with saints' statues, and you see St. Bridget of Sweden kneeling as she receives from that same crucifix that hangs there today in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, the 15 prayers in honor of his passion, for which he made magnificent promises. And, of course, you have to find out for yourself a lot of the modern examples of those prayers, which one says every single day for a year, and you get the promises, is the Magnificat booklet, the little blue booklet, which, of course, many of us have. I have it. I use it all the time. And those are the prayers that were given to St. Bridget of Sweden. She's also known for many other revelations that she had, and also for the fact that she is the mother of St. Catherine of Sweden. Her life is a tremendous adventure. It would make a very good soap opera with her husband, who was very good, who died when they were on pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela, which is in 2 days, July the 25th, and then all the different adventures that they had, including the fact that her son became the male concubine of the Queen of Naples, because they were, of course, traveling through all the shrines of the Mediterranean. But not everybody that goes to a church is holy. And her son was not. And so he became the lover, the concubine, of Queen Joanna. And she was known, even then, she knew it, she didn't care, Joanna la Putana, which means Joanna the whore. Very, very, you know, it's not a bad word in Italian. Joanna la Putana. And eventually she converted too because of Saint Bridget. But she prayed and she prayed, and she asked our Lord, if you're not going to allow him to be converted before we go, she was going to Jerusalem with St. Catherine, then please let him die in the state of grace. And so, having a long illness, he went to confession and received the last rites of the church and ended his life in the state of grace. So, if he's not in purgatory still, which he may be, he's probably in heaven. And St. Bridget went back to Rome. There she, with her daughter, continued the order that she had been commanded by Mary and Jesus to start in Sweden, in Vadstena, which is still there, the order of the Most Holy Redeemer and of the Holy Trinity, which are known today as the Bridgetines. And they're very, very well known by their nuns. They have priests and brothers, too. It's very small, but the nuns, they're all over the world. And they wear a gray habit with a black veil, and on the veil is the crown of thorns, in white, with the five wounds of our Lord Jesus Christ, of his passion, the Bridgetines. So today we rejoice in these saints. Saint Apollinaris, now known as of Ravenna, and Saint Bridget of Sweden, who gave us such many wonderful gifts. Now, when you go to St. Paul's, we remember that under Pope Gregory the 16th, in 1826, the basilica was, the roof was struck by lightning, and a lot of the basilica was destroyed. And the statue of St. Bridget, which is there kneeling before the crucifix, but in a niche up in the wall, is mostly burnt, is mostly charred. And it's perhaps one of the most famous statues of the whole Catholic world. We are so rich in history and in tradition in this one holy Catholic and apostolic church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.